Okay, we left off yesterday just trying to put the final touches on that Gemara. We're just doing one line of the Gemara. That's it. The Gemara just says that when you're not sure how to be Mashiach, how much came out of something, so you have no choice except to be Mashiach Bakulo. The Rambad started the ball rolling, that applies to Kalim, and we saw not only Shah agree to that, and even if it applies to Kalim, the Chitilas Tevel applied to Kalim, and Iblias, and Yisaras, and Klebatechas, and Urayims, and other Urayims, and more Urayims, a lot of things. But and everything ultimately came back to that Gemara. But as we ended the show yesterday, we pointed out the one thing is crystal clear that L'chor wouldn't make any sense whatsoever to insist on being Mashiach more than the Kli itself. If I know what the vibe of the Kli is, think about the vibe of the Kli is, I know exactly what the vibe of the Kli is, I made my water displacement tests, and I've determined that the total complete vibe of the Kli is X, then to say that you need X plus, that mamash boggles the imagination. Come to tour. In the name of the Smak, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I hope everyone got to see in the Mamakamas. It says that sometimes even the boggle of the imagination is true. Says the Smak, what would the din be if a person takes a milchik spoon and sticks it into a big pot of cholent that's cooking? So we all know, le'adina and kamad enough if you're there, after mishak and egg the whole spoon. Again, whether the whole spoon means the whole spoon or the pot that's put in the pot is a different story. You have to be Mishai colloquially connected the entire spoon, so to speak. It says the Smach B'med Devar Mamurim that it's sufficient to be Mishai connected the spoon. That's only if you're stuck in the spoon once. But if you're stuck in the spoon two times, then you have to be Mishai twice. And even though you had Shishim connected one Tchiva of the Kaf, but if you don't have Shishim connected two Tchivas, then everything is straight. All the food has to be thrown out. The whole pot has to be cut. Everything is ruined because you require shishim per time of sticking in. Ad kan divrei hasmach. So at first glance, the smach is incomprehensible. How in the world can you require twice? So let's see if we can work out just the math. I mean, literally the math here. I mean, work out just what the metzias is, where this chumah comes from, what it's based on, why other rishonim disagree with it, and how it ultimately really fits together a lot of the missing pieces of some of the things we've been talking about, both in this sugya as well as some previous sugyas as well. So here I have my we have my fleshy pot. Right. I got a lot of meat inside this pot, right? Whole meat soup inside this pot. I stick in my milchik ladle. Right? Now again, there's no real milk in this ladle. We know where's the milk in the ladle? It's just chaz to make sure we know what's going on. What bli is inside the walls of the ladle? Now we all know, of course, that those blis have to have been within when? Within the last 24 hours, or else it's all no stop to come. This just review a little, make sure we get all the case right. Okay, you know, some damage you have many of you possible shilas in your day, you gotta make sure you remember all these facts, otherwise the whole shilas is gonna be off. Fine. So what's happening right now? Let's watch very, very carefully what's happening. All the black will have some milk. So all the milk is shooting out of the walls, shooting in all directions, out of the walls of the ladle, into this humongous thing of meat. That's the bad news. What's the good news? What's the great news, everybody say? It's full of shishim. Why? Now, how do I measure shishim? The numbers are not drawn to scale, but how do I measure shishim? Come on, let's go home. Loyadin and what? Come on, let's help me along. I didn't count enough because I don't really know how much these arrows really are. So I have to bring in my little water displacement test. And I make a test, the volume, the thickness of the entire ladle. And I notice that Baruch Hashem, that the entire thickness of the ladle was 1 ounce. And the entire contents of the pot are 75 ounces. I'm good to go. Baruch Hashem, everything's great. Everything's phenomenal, wonderful. I could eat the food. I could use the pot. Everything's good. So far, so good. Comes the smach and says, unknown to the naked eye, something else is happening. says the Smak, it is true that the bleas are coming out into the pot. That is correct. But almost in like an ironic twist of fate. Like it's like really dramatic. Lo yadina and kamenofik b'nei. What does that mean?
The soup is going back into the...
Wait. Before the soup's going back in. What does it mean, lo yadina and kamenofik b'nei? We don't really know how much didn't leave the spoon. I mean, we always have to be nervous that so much left the spoon that we don't know about, and therefore never we have to hike up the shear to connect and call a spoon. But the reality is, it could be that not all of it left. Maybe only 85% of it. Maybe there's 15% of the molecules of bleas that are just a little slow. They're sleeping. Didn't get hot enough. The molecules didn't move. The kinetic energy didn't move fast enough. That means even. And the bottom line. And it could be that there is still some molecules left inside the thickness of this layer. Okay? Again, a lot of it left, loads of it left. But it could be there's a little teeny weeny, a couple of drops of milk still left behind. It's very possible, right? What is happening at the same time that the molecules of the bleas of milk are exiting, for the most part, 95% of them? There is a cross current of bleas going on because the borders are open. When the borders are open, what's happening? Some people are going out, and some people are coming in. So it is simultaneous to some of the cholov going into the basar, some of the basar is going into the cholov, right? Now that spells doom for what? For the spoon. Because now we have a lot of fleshek, give it another arrow over here. We only needed one color, so this is much different. Now we have this stuff going in here. We got a lot of red coming in here. And guess what? What's happening now? Red of meat is meeting black of milk inside the walls of a spoon. And you know what's happening? Alzen nema batayra. Maybe what? It's bishop of chavim. Okay. Is it really Vasukhov Diat Raisa going on inside the wall? Not so posh. Right, remember who we're calling for. Come on, Chazara, guys, come on. Always take the opportunity for Chazara. That's the way you remember things. You keep on, that's the way our minds, minds work. Whenever you, anyone here ever take a class about the schema theory? Ever heard about it? No? There's like some theory in education, the schema theory. It was a big thing like 30 years ago. I don't think anyone believes it. I'm not sure it exists, but whatever it is. So, schema basically meant that when you learn a new piece of knowledge, so if you link those new pieces of knowledge to old pieces of knowledge, so then it becomes linked in your mind for memory. So if I remember, let's say, I remember what I did when I was 5 years old, and now if I think, I did something when I was 50 years old, it's the same as I did when I was 5 years old, so now I remember the new event also. You have to think of all these different twists and all these different games to connect the old knowledge to the new knowledge, and that way it'll continue to, again, let us throw it out. I don't know. So I once took a class about the schema theory. It was taught by an Israeli professor. So he came in the first day, and he said, he has only one question to ask, should he teach in Hebrew or English? That's all he wanted to know. So obviously, we all wanted to hear it in English. So he started to talk about the schema theory. And we didn't, his English was very, wasn't so great. So then he said maybe he could switch to Hebrew. So we were like getting geared up, to be lost. So we started with the Hatioria Skimati. Hatioria Hatskimati. I didn't understand what he said in English. I understood what he said in Hebrew. I said it was the same thing. It just kept on saying the same words over again. Hatioria Skimati. So that's what you have to do in learning. When you're learning also, a good way to remember things is that every time something new comes up, wait a second, we had this before. It's part of Chazara. It helps you in Chazara. So over here, we're looking at this new shayla. We're talking about a smach, but it's forcing us to review. It's forcing us to review. It's about bliyas, about bas b'chol of der aisa, the arach ha-shulchans. So we keep on reviewing. It counts as Chazara. Okay, good. Just a smaller tactical educational tool. Okay, back to that story. So we have multiple things going on, says the smach. And what's happening in the walls of the Kli is a disaster, a bust of either the love of the rice or at least the love of the Rabbanon. We have a real, real problem. Okay?
When we say Lo Yadina Kamehave, is that a suffix, or do we know some left, some stain, we just don't know how to be Meshayer in both their
evidence? I think we just don't know anything. We know that something happened, we can't put our fingers on what happened. It's So comes the Smach and says, okay, good, Zolzai. I take the spoon out. All right? I take it out. So what's the status now of everything? Well, the food is still okay. What's wrong with the food? The food was bought, whatever milk was in it was bought to Mashisha. Right? So the food's okay, the pot's okay. The spoon? Of course the spoon's treif. There's no question about that. The spoon's treif. Now, I go ahead a minute later and I stick the spoon back in a second time. I want to know what happened. I was very, very careful. I want to know what just happened. I stuck the spoon in a second time. How much is problematic inside the walls of the spoon? So if this cross current didn't happen, and the only thing that I'm worried about was the little shiraim of milk that didn't come out the first time, so then what would I say about that? I forget about it. Why? Because what was I already mishara the first time around? Can I eat the whole spoon? So there can't be, math says there can't be more in the sum of the products, one in the sum of the sum of the right. You got me right there. You can't have more in the two stickings of the spoon than the total amount of the spoon itself. So if mitchila, I was mishair with the magic number, let's say I gave the number one, even though the reality is probably only 0.8 came out, but 0.2 is still left behind. Well, but I already covered my bases. I'm already safe because I already chose the largest possible number. And all believes every last molecule of milk has been accounted for in that first number. But wait, says the Smach. You don't have to account now only for milk. What do you have to account for now?
Soup.
You have to account for all the chult, all the soup, all the fleishiks that went into here, became basa b'cholov, and what disaster words are about to hit us. Like a ton of bricks. Every drop of meat that came into this spoon was just nasa nevela, because this is what? This is basa b'cholov, and that's the worst possible scenario of chichadas nevela for anybody and everybody except for the halacha of Uraim, right? This is the, even the Uraim agrees for an isim and derabanan at the end of the day. But this is the real, this is Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is deraisa. This is, I mean, deraisa, maybe deraisa. This is very, very serious what's going on inside the walls of the pot. There's chichadas nevela flashing, the alarm for chichadas nevela kicking out. And now what do you have? So now when I take this spoon again and I stick it a second time around into the same pot. Or it's the same pot with the same meat. Everything's the same. But this is time number one and this is time number two. Guess what? How much treifus is exiting the spoon the second time around? What's the answer? The entire spoon. Why? Because Nebuch, what Gemara is coming back to haunt us again for the 16,000th time this week? Well, it didn't come in Ofik Mune. Baruch Hashem for the others again, right? It didn't come in Ofik Mune. Because we'd have no idea how much is coming out the second time. Therefore, what was the thickness of the spoon originally? One. Okay? Remember, that was the one. The number one against 75 was not a problem. But guess what? I don't mean to be, you know, very trite with this, but what is one plus one equal? Two. So I have one blia of problems from before, added on to another blia of problems from now. That's 1 plus 1 now equals 2. And how much do I have in this whole pot? Two. I only have, how much good stuff do I have in this whole pot? How much meat do I have in this whole pot? I only have the original what? 75. Well, the numbers ain't going to work because this is not Balta B'Shishim. And therefore, guess what? I just traced up the pot. Now the pot and the soup and the food, everything is treif. Gomer. Now you're going to ask me, wait a second. I know you're going to ask me. I'm going to tell you what you're going to ask me. You're going to ask me, wait a second. We just paskin a minute ago that it was mutter. So wasn't it chal on it, a shame what? A shame heter on the number one, on the first number one? And you're going to say, eino chayz v'neyor? How could the first number one add together with the second number one, right? That's what you're going to ask, right? So what's the answer? Because we all know that most Rishonim hold that. Kain Chozeneh. Who would laugh at this? The Rivan would laugh at this. That's not true. But the Ramban and Shulchan Aruch, we pass the Chozeneh. Even to the, well, it's one's Cholav and one's Bas B'Cholav, yeah. Yeah, that would, all those are all Bas B'Cholav that you saw, and we would say Chozeneh. So this is what it says, the Smach. The The safe, a very small safe, but the safe is Kotel. So the Halig Rebbe Yitzchak Korvil, where's Korvil? I don't know, somewhere in France. He's sitting in Korvil, sitting in the Middle Ages. The Crusaders are all over the place. The Goyim are out of their minds. They're crazy, the Meshugoyim. And they can't read, they can't write, they can't figure, they can't do math. They only know how to kill people. And the Rimi Korvil is sitting there, Mamash Otaris HaKodesh, and doing math and figuring it out that when you stick a spoon in twice, you have a double problem, and you now, based on the rules of Chetichnas, develop a balua, Teraisha Derabonon, based on the combined fact of Chayz V'Neir, he just traced off the pot. Pretty impressive. That's what was taking up in the 1200s in France. That was going on. That's what Dream de Corville came to that conclusion. He learned Chulin. He read all the Gemaras. He read this Gemara. He read Chetichnas Derabonon. Then he read Chayz V'Neir. He put together all the dots, connected the dots, and came up with the Shita. And now, this world of the Rimi Korvil, the world of the Smach, takes on a life in and of itself. Comes the Tumas Hadeshen, 200 years later, in Germany, also living in a world of absolute barbarism and lack of civilization. Comes the Tumas Hadeshen at the end of the 1400s, and he looks around. And he's asking all the older Rabbonim, remember when he saw Tumas Hadeshen? So the Lashon, you probably just saw a snip of it in the Taz. Did he look at Tumas Hadeshen itself? He writes, Lo ra'isi rabbonim k'shishoy. He says, I never saw the older rabbonim. He's looking at his mentors, as his rebellion. He says, I'm looking around at all the older rabbonim, and lo shemana davazim yom, that anyone should ever do this. He says, many, I've been doing Shibush for many years, Tumas Hadeshen, I've watched my senior rabbonim, my mentors, paskening spoon shilas. Women have come for day-to-day to the Rabbanim in Germany with stuffing spoons into pots. This didn't start only, it wasn't just in France and in Spain. And I never ever heard any Rav ask the woman, how many times did you stick the spoon in? She comes with a spoon, the rabbi looks at the spoon, he makes the proper calculation, shishim, of the spoon, he looks at the pot contents, shishim, you're good to go. The spoon is straight, okay, that I know, but the pot and the contents of the pot are motor. I never ever heard in my life since Tumas Hadeshen anyone to ever question the questioner, did you stick it in twice enough? And he wants to know why not. B'chor the smak is right. So says the Tumas Hadeshen, let me defend the Rabbanan K'shishoy. Let me show you why Aminig here in Germany is not like what the smak was talking about in Kervil. What happened? Why we just, what's wrong with the Kesher? What's controversial about the Kesher of this time? Oh, so first and foremost, says the Tumas Hadeshen, we can always hide behind our favorite topic. The Zochichas no Mablius, finish, Gemaru. Who said that? Who said, which great Rishon said that? Ramban said that. And we even gave the Urim one, who remembers? Come on, scheme of theory, guys, come on, some reason. Why is there no Zochichas no Mablius? Come on, it's Chazer, for example, why? So we said that. Because the Yechzvela is rooted in Bas Mechalim, Bas Mechalim doesn't really take place with Blias, the Aruch HaShocha, not all beer. Then we even threw in another one from the Shari Dura. It was actually a Shari Dura itself. I have no Shari Dura. Remember I said the other day, I wasn't sure. The Shari Dura himself, one of the Rishonim. The Rav Yitzchak Mi, anyone know where he came from?
Dura,
correct. That was the name of the town. The Rimi Dura. The Shari Dura, one of the deadly Rishonim. He very, very famous. He wrote this Sefer, the Shari Dura, became a classic in Sugyas of Yerodea and Chulun Yerodea. So come to Rimi Dura and says, you want to know why there's Zochtech Ravela by Belias? He's the one who makes the reference to what? To the Sefer Keach, the Tyre Belua. We have no idea what that really meant. I just threw it out for just entertainment yesterday. Hopefully in 6 months from now, maybe we'll figure out what he's talking about. Hang in there. We get to the Rashb and the Sugi of Napa Not. Come back in June. Okay? All three of you. Okay, yeah. I was included one of the three, yeah.
Why are they counting it as two the second time you put it in? If you lost, let's say, 0.8 of it when you dipped in the first time. Meaning after you dipped in the first time,
there's a 0.2. That's true.
So why do you go all the way?
But meat comes back in.
So why?
But meat fills.
How much meat's going to come back in? 0.8 is going to leave.
Meat coming shooting in. What do you mean?
I'm saying, we said 0.8 of the chalav is leaving. So then right. You say the 0.8 of the meat is going to come in also?
You have an idea. You have a higher ruch kodesh than I have. Right? I have no idea. If I was inside the belias of the spoon, I couldn't tell you. Okay? Right. So no, we want to hang our entire hats on the Ramban. Our nukh is available by Balua. I mean, between you and me, most of the Shem didn't buy. The Rashba, the Ruttenberg, the Torah, the Maisa, we don't pass like that. Remember, we saw this, the Chumarov, the Maisa, we don't pass like that. Come on, we don't really pass like that. We pass in the Rishon Yisrael, sorry. The Raisa, the Rabbana, but it exists, yeah.
Can we say that when you put the spoon in, that the amount, the liquid that was in the spoon, that's part of...
Oh, now we're talking. Kirsch, very good. Excellent. Okay, very good. So you must have been a Gilgul from the old Rabbanim in Germany, from the 1400s. So comes the Jerusalem Sedeshin and says, this is the real defense. This is going to be the real beer as to why the Rabbanim Kishishoah, the Alter Rabbanim, were not cheshish for this smack. Says that you must have this. Let's identify. I'm sure. Like, stop the clock. Identify the moment of contamination here. Identify the moment where everything is happening, which is causing problems. Stage number one. I stick the spoon in. Right? Stop the spoon. So right now everything's happening. Right, this is all the action is happening. It's hot. It's blazing hot on the fire. So milk is leaving. Flesh is going in. Milk is leaving. Flesh is coming in. Everything happening. Right, all at the same time. And it's very possible that within the walls of the spoon, you may have a mixture of basmer and cholov that is osur, right? Said to him, "No, you don't. Why don't you?
Shish.
Do I have shishim in the walls of the spoon?" Said to him, "Why in the world are you viewing the spoon as a separate taravis? The spoon is inside the pot. The taravis is the whole taravis, is the taravis. So you can take into consideration what's inside the walls of the spoon and also what's where? The contents of the pot itself. It's all Murav Yechad. It's one big taravis. Do you have shishim? Once you view it together, what's the answer? Of course you have shishim. What's the shayla? So why did the smak so medactic? Why did the smak say that, no, we almost like separate. We view it as two different aromas. And we draw lines around the spoon. And we say, no, legabi the pot. So it's both the mashishim. Legabi the spoon, the numbers are bad. And now the spoon becomes strafe. And now the spoon goes inside the dog. No, not true. The spoon, kozman, it's inside the pot. It's not a problem. Because it's all Me'urav in the main Taravis. So Elowat, everybody say, come on, let's see it. Elowat, you think the Rimi Kovet, the Smach didn't realize that, didn't chop that? Of course he understood that. What was the Smach worried about?
You take it out.
The minute you take that spoon out of the pot, it is no longer looks like Hichos Mikvos. You broke up the Chibur to the Taravis. So it's no longer Mechubi Yacha to the rest of the Taravis. Now it has to be judged on its own merits, and on its own merits, it's a much smaller taravis. Now it's stuck out of the pot, and now you have what? What are the numbers now? Oh yeah, yeah. You got some black stuff. You got some red stuff here, and the numbers are bad. You don't have bitul b'shishim level because I have no idea what you have. Because I have no idea how much really left. I gave you arbitrary 0.8, 0.2, 0.79. I have no idea what left. I have no idea what left. I have no idea what came back in because Chal doesn't let me know anything. Like, I didn't come in the office every night. But one thing I have to be concerned is I have treifus. I have a treifus spoon. And now when I take this treifus spoon that didn't really become treif, Kozman was inside the pot. The real treifus was Chal on the spoon. Once it came out of the pot, now when I take that spoon a minute later and stick it back into the same pot, now I'm back to square one. Chaticha nas nevela, I got problems. Like, I didn't come in the office every night. I'm in huge problems. So says the Chumash Hadeshin, we would have thought that we could have deflected the smak by simply saying that there's no problem because the spoon is nichlal in the taravis of the pot. But obviously the smak's going to get the upper hand and say, no, that's not true because that's only true. Mezvamun calls balance in the pot. The minute it comes out, problems begin. How does the Chumash Hadeshin respond to that response of the smak to his response originally against the smak? In case you lost me, don't worry. How would the Chumash Hadesh defend the Rabbanim Kishishoy, the Alta Yekisha Rabbanim? What would he say? What's the answer?
Judge at that moment, not later on.
Later. Actually, right now is a problem. What?
It was
mevatel kishisha. That sounds very rabbanish to me. I said, we don't like that. We don't close the nails, don't we? That sounds very much like last sugya's lap. Sounds like right. That sounds very much like Mishalina Bekader Atzma from the last sugya. We don't hold like that. We don't like that.
Let's hold the Renee again.
Let's close the Renee again. Someone who give me a solution. You give me a problem.
No, that's the second time. You put it back in the pot. So then you.
But, yeah, put it back in the pot. What's Chazmin Eir? I just stuck in.
It's back in its original.
Yeah, but I just brought in a whole bunch of new Isser that wasn't there before. First time, all the meat was kosher. Now, when the meat comes out, it's treif. Because once the meat met the chalav and it had a bad date inside the walls of the ladle, and now it all became treif. And now once it becomes treif, it now comes out and asks the second time around. So the first time around was hunky-dory. The second time around is disaster. So what's the real answer? What's the real defense for the alta yekesh rabunim?
It's the same tarogus. It's nothing.
No. But it's fight the chesed v'nei. What's the answer? So l'chayr the smak has the upper hand. The moment of truth happens. Zalzayin, it doesn't happen inside the pot, but it happens outside the pot. What's the answer? But I said, give me two words. Give me two words. Think Masechah Shabbos. Think about making tea on Shabbos. Think about making tea on Shabbos. Forget about thinking about tea on Shabbos. Oh, who said it? Who said whispered that? I heard it. Kol demo medacha. Who said those words? Is it?
Son.
Who said it? Who whispered cliche? Come on, raise your hand. You're right. I didn't hear. I knew from this area. We're so far away. Zok to Tumas Hadesh and hit it on the nose. At that moment, when the ladle is out of the pot, it's not a cliche anymore. The ladle is a cliche. Right? Since the ladle is a cliche, what's the rule? Everybody knows. Cliche, you know what? Oh, come on, a cliche, everybody knows that. And everybody knows that just as cliche in a vashel, cliche is in a v'liyah. Doesn't everybody know that? Which Rishon didn't know that? Who remembers? Let's keep your theory back. Who remembers the Rishon who brought a raya? The Ramban from Malicha brought a raya, right? That the get up bliyahs without bishul. Remember that? Hang in there. It's coming around the bend in March or so about bliyahs without bishul. But the Tumas Hadesh is defending the old German rabbanim and saying they were of the opinion that the whole smak is the truth yatzayif, not correct. Because there is no moment in time that causes the problem. Kol zman that the spoon is inside the pot, it's part of the original tarevus, and it's both b'shishim. The minute you take it out, by definition, taking it out, which potentially creates a problem, because it now divorces the spoon from the rest of the pot, but simultaneously taking it out, what else happens? Something great in your favor, it now transforms to become a klisheni. What's the klisheni? There's no bliyos b'chol. And absolutely nothing happens. It's turning to turn the bracha. Eye is blazing hot. You don't have a munas chachamim because you're in the bavash. Eye, this is not bishul's blias. You don't believe the rishon that said blias and bishul all the same thing. You cannot blias without bishul, right? Big machlekes the rishon, but the Tumas Hadesh is defending that. So I can't differ on Tumas Hadesh. Right? Everyone figured this out, right? Everyone saw this coming, right? New, turn the kasha around. New, turn the kasha on. New now. So what would the smak say? So either the smak would hold their bleeds without, or, not necessarily, there's another solution. If you were the smak, you're sitting in Kornville in the 1200s, and you're looking Baruch HaKadosh, that there's going to be somebody in Germany 200 years later who's going to throw out your entire chumrah, because cliché de mevashel, what are you going to say to him? What are you going to say?
It's not a cliché.
Why is it not a cliché?
It was in the original.
It was in the pot to begin with. So the spoon that was inside a Kli Rishon has now become transformed to become a Kli Rishon. To which the Tumas Hadesh will respond, what? No, it didn't. And therein lies a major machlokes in Rishon about a very, very dachistical line. How do you define the point of transformation from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni? Normally, Kli Rishon, let's say this was on the fire, for example. Not a good idea if it's plastic, but we'll just make believe. This was on the fire, it's plastic. This is Kli Rishon. I poured its contents into this cup, there's a cliche. What if instead of doing that, I stuck the cup into here and then separated it? Do I say that once the cup was nichnas into the klivisha, it becomes part of klivisha and it remains all the take of klivisha in the olam vod, calls man that it's hot? Or do I say no? That since lemaisa, the water is now in the pot that it wasn't really cooked in, that is considered to be a klivisha in already. That is the Nekudas of Machloekas in the Smach and the Tumas Hadeshin. The Tumas Hadeshin who waved off this Chumr and said, no, forget about the Chumr. Not because of Nochtes Avel by Blue Tlias. That was the secondary reason. The real primary reason is because there's no moment in time for the problem to have been caused. Kozman, it's this, Kozman, the spoon's inside the pot, it's bottled for the rest of the terrorists. Kozman, it leaves the pot, so then it takes on life from itself, but at the same time, it becomes cliche. And the Smach is very well held, and it's not called cliche. Anyone know of any else to talk about this topic? This is a major machlokes 2 days in Taisa Masechta Pedizor. This is a machlokes in Maril and Taz. Later on in Yeridaya. Anyone know the ramifications of this statement? Of this machlokes, the Smach, the Jewish suggestion? Anyone chop just how serious these ramifications are? Soup. Putting what? Putting wine into your soup.
Oh, ladle.
Putting your croutons, putting your challah. Put it in some chal into your soup on Shabbos. Depends on this machlokes of tradition, the smach. Why? Because a standard soup sitting on your table starting on Friday night is a what? It's either cliche or cliche, depending on what you think a ladle is. Because standard, most regular, normal, civilized people with manners do not eat out of their pots. Okay? And also probably did not take the pot and just flip it over and put it into a bowl. Probably somebody of the opposite gender in the household probably put a ladle into the pot and emptied its contents and put it into a bowl. And now in that bowl of soup, it's a very long shishah. I'm sitting down Friday night, I just sang Kari Boyin, and I'm looking at my bowl of soup, and I want to know, is this the cliché or the cliché? You want to know, who cares? Ma'ech patli, what's the cliché or the cliché? The answer is, I want to put bread into my soup. So therefore what? Wait a second. So believe it or not, who started this one rolling? Who's responsible for this for this problem in Klal Yisrael, putting bread into soup? Anyone know? The Sefer Yoreim. The Sefer Yoreim. Once again, turn the world upside down. Sefer Yoreim said, you're not allowed to put bread into soup on Shabbos. You know why? Because it's a chashash of Bishul D'Oraisa. Chashashani l'michatos. I think you maybe have a carbon chatos for this. As I state in the Sefer Yoreim, because you're taking bread and you're cooking it in soup. You're cooking a piece of bread. Anyone know the source of that Sefer Yoreim? How do we know that Sefer Yoreim exists? The Sefer Yoreim was lost for 600 years, as we pointed out during Seder. It's a Mordechai Masechta Shabbos that quotes this Sefer Yoreim. Once again, trail, this is becoming detective work over here. All the Yoreims are coming from all these Mordechais. So comes the Sefer Yoreim and says, you know, I'll do that. It's a Shabbat deraisa. Nuhun Rams from the Sefer Shabbos. So half the Rishonim jumped on the Yoreim and said, what? Ain what after what? Bishlach HaBishol. That was the Rav Yos Kash. What's he talking about? Ain Bishlach HaBishol. What's the response? Yes, Bishlach Rafia. Anyone remember that? Sefer Shabbos days? We spent about 3 weeks on that. Okay, Machalik is the Sefer Yoreim and the Rav Yos. Other Rishonim, the Torah quotes the Yoreim and also says it's not true for another reason. You know what the Torah says? Your bowl of soup is a what? It's a cliché. What did the Sefer Yoreim's response? So, Kali Abishol, easily cooked foods are subject to Bishol and clichés. Hang on to that also. We're going to hopefully talk about that also later on in the year, about how that impacts in your day at Kali Abishol. So the Yoreim sticks to his position. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both quote Lechatchila not to put bread into soup for that very reason. And it's on that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Gadim that says, but if it's a klishlishi already, then makom l'chachom. Which is a very controversial Prima Gadim, but that's the Mishnah Berurah. So you go back to the Shabbos notes, you got to figure out the parameters of that Prima Gadim. But once the Mishnah Berurah gezocht hazoi, that became standard protocol. Now, every girl comes back from seminary, every girl knows that. The boys come back from Shiva, they still don't know that. But the girls come back from seminary, they know the Shabbos core. And they know that the teacher taught me, klisheini is also, you can't be a crouton, klishlishi is also. And now, we rolled the clock ahead. That seminary graduate just married the yeshiva guy, and they're sitting together at the first Friday night, and they're now discussing the following. So she says that, takes out her notes, a big notebook, that thing. She said, I learned in my Shabbos class, or my Shabbat class, depending on where she went. I learned that you're not allowed to, I'm getting in such trouble, I think. It's becoming more and more. Okay? If I need a meal for Friday night. So, she announces that we all know that you're not allowed to put your bread into your klisheni, but the Mishnah Berurah Gezach, the name of the Prima Godim, then klishlishi you're allowed to. And she finds a footnote on the bottom that says, the Chazanish is not sure. And they go pull off Rabbi Ribi at Sefer off the shelf. Yeah, it's only state Kavaldi. So now she says, wait a second. I want to know, is this a cliche or is it a cliche? So her husband never heard the Purim Godim, never heard of this Mishnah Berurah, never learned Tuch HaShabbos, but, oh, he looked at himself, get it, he now says, ah, how did this soup get to this bowl? He has no clue how it got there. So she says, explains to him. I got that. I put a ladle inside the pot, and I put it into here. And then, so he says, And now he shows off just how smart he is. And it's a machlokes between the smack and the rabbanim kshishim of Ashkenaz between Sadeshim. What is this? A cliche and cliche. She's like, it's the starry eye. That's why now he just comes back. He's got everything. Okay. Rabbi Sai, back there, a comedy show coming to an end at this point. Rabbi Sai. So this is real serious impact. Real, real serious, real serious impact. This stuff like this. This impacts Kasher and Kalim. It impacts the Shabbos. This is a loaded question that the Torah Sadesh is taking issue with the smack over. But Acharei Kichlo Sakol, Zav the Torah Sadesh, Lor Yisra Rabbi Sa Kshisha the Machmir Bachim. L'may Sa Medi Gazati Machmir. And as I state in Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch Taka quotes the smack. Shulchan Aruch is a Sfarim, he quotes the smack because the Torah quoted him. So he quotes the smack in Halacha, and the Ramah says, Lo Nog. Anyone saw the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah? But the Ramah says, Lo Nog, who came? Combination of Luchtis, that's what I'm saying, Bablias, with this Shtichel Tarz, everything's good to go. Gaval. Meredith, wonderful. And this whole Torah all started because of a good old friend, Lo Yadin Kamenofik Binei. Who here looked at all the Bir HaGras that are put in the Mamakims? Did anyone get to the Bir HaGras? Anyone read any of them?
The Iran was really long.
The Iran was pretty long, yeah. Okay, who here figured out a clue what the Bir HaGras was talking about? So we'll try to share with you what the thing is that the Halig HaGoyin, what it took the Gra about three Rashi Tavis to say. He says in a few different places, a couple of Ayin Shams. This is what the Goyin, the Halig HaGoyin, is saying. Move the clock ahead 500 years now to Vilna. Sitting in Vilna, the 1700s, across the ocean, the American Revolution is raging. In France, the French, everything's happened. The whole world is changing. And the only thing that really matters, the only thing that really lasts till today, is the Halig HaGoyin's pshat as to why we don't have to follow the smack. For a totally, completely different reason. Nothing to do with the Tumas Hadeshen, a whole different book. The Goyin, Mamish, if you had any question where the Goyin had a Zahavan Satar, Zaburach HaKadosh. So the Goyin had such, the Goyin needs my, he needs my input, he needs my plumber. The Halig HaGoyin, how he looked at a Sugya in a way that just blows the mind. Says the Gra, let's look very, very carefully at the potential necessity for a double shishim. The original shishim was keneged what ingredient? What was the problematic ingredient first time around? Milk. Oh, milk, not only milk, right? Baruch Hashem, the milk we got rid of. 60 times we got rid of the milk. Naniach, like the smak's concern, that all the facts are right, that some milk left, some meat went in, and it all happens even outside of the pot. forget all the two Tzedeshin's objections. The Smak is 100,000 million percent right in all of his concerns. When you stick that spoon in the second time around, you need Shishim Keneged Wat. Tell me really, really, really focus, zero in on the Shishim Keneged Wat ingredients. Be really, 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 really careful what you say. Don't answer quickly. Think for a minute.
The milk that was in...
Milk was already in his bottle before. There's no more milk than there was before. I need Shishim Keneged the... No. Said too much. Can I get the meat part? Of this new problem called Basa B'Cholov, think about it conceptually. Think like the guy. In this new mixture of Basa B'Cholov, the Cholov component, the volume of Cholov was already what? Was already in his bottle. How do I know that? Because I already had Shishim of what? Connected the whole what? The whole spoon, which covered me by a million times over of how much cholov is really. I have no idea how much cholov is in there, but there can't be more cholov than inside the original spoon. So the cholov component of this problem has already been addressed. And I have shishim, I had shishim before, and I still have shishim now. The only reason why the numbers doubled and tripled over here, the only reason why you have to mishar a second time around, is because there's a basar component that's also. Right? And the basic component, I don't know how much that is, so I have to mishar nebuch keneged the whole kaf second time around, and it's the combination of 1 and 1 equals 2 that falls short because I don't have shishim keneged the number 2. But b'ikaron, says the Gra, I think the first time anyone ever looked at bas b'chol and said, there are two things here. We don't ever think that way, you know why? Because we've been so trained to look at bas b'chol through the eyes of who? Like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that we always think of bas b'cholov as it's no longer two separate entities, it's one unit, it's right. But here you have to view it separately. Here you have to view it as being, there's cholov etzosar, because it has tam of basar, and there's basar etzosar because it has tam of cholov. I can't eat the whole thing, it's true, but I can conceptualize and separate the two for one minute. Now wait a second. How does that help me? How does that help me to call this a problem of basar? Zolzayim is basar. But don't you need shishim keneged basar also? Because after all, the basar is treif. The basar has a tam of cholov in it, so the basar is treif. If I can single out the molecules that bleed the basar and try to eat them, I could eat them, the term would say that's basar. Now I'll eat the basar, so it's treif of basar. But what is the relationship between the treif of basar and the kosher basar for the second sticking in? What kind of tarogus is that?
Mimbamina.
Well, wait a second. Hold the phone. Mimbamina. Okay. Wonderbar. Mimbamina. Therefore what? We're not really good people. We're a bunch of people. What's the din of Mimbamina? Baltabala? The Rove. Yeah, just add one more word to that. Midarais. But Midarabanon. What? There's a gzeira atushe. No, you know, remember, did we talk about this? Really, the Rosh, right? So how does the Gra's lumdus of isolating the basa from the cholov and only focusing on the basa, how does that solve my problem? So I should vaita need double shishim. The first shishim I needed keneged the cholov that caused the problem. The second shishim I should need keneged the basa that's causing a problem. That's just fight to be a problem. It's fight to chesmenayim. So what did the groom? How did I learn the hand of the groom? What did the groom help me by separating the meat from the milk and saying that the numbers are only in the second sticking and only connecting the bosses? So what? So the groom, why didn't Shishim connect him in the milk? Why? What did we say? The gezeira otu she'eno mino. Says the Goy, that gezeira was made if and when it is possible for this to be a tarovus of Mimish Eolina. This kind of a tarovus, which by definition is coming mikoch what creates this kind of this funny tarovus the second time around tarovus, is always a what? It was a Mimimino. Because the only reason why you have a problem in the first place is because you stuck it back into itself. Whenever it's Evsha Balavochi, it is impossible to ever have such a tarobet of a second time around that it's anything but a Mindamino, because the whole problem is coming in Eobay. When the Kedera itself is causing the second tarobet, is causing the problem, the Chiyagavna Zoktagoni has arrived from the Gemara, the Chiyagavna, Okmina Deraisa. You follow the Deraisa rules. And how much do you need to bump off the tray for meat? Rove. All you need is rove. Do you have rove here or not? You tell me.
Yeah.
I got 75 to... Well, what do you mean if you have rove? Because I have rove. I don't have shishim. Can I get both? But quite frankly, says the Gra, I don't need shishim. Can I get the second half? There's no need for shishim. Can I get the second half? There never was a need of Shishim Kedeg in the second half. Because whenever the Ta'aroves can only be a problem coming from the Kedei Ragufa, by definition that means it's a Min B'mino, it can never ever be any other way. Al Zen Lo Nema HaGzeira of requiring Shishim. But the unbelievable Ge'enis of the Gro, what he's called a Goyim, is that he finally was the first one to look at Bas B'chalv and say, it's not really one unit. It's really two things. And normally you can't separate between the two, but here you can. So the first shishim was connected to chalav. The second shishim is connected to basar. The first shishim is required midirayis to connect to chalav. The second shishim, if it would be required, would only be required midirabanan. And guess what, says the Gaon, they never made it there to rabanan b'chei yavna.
Can I just repeat that one more time?
You gotta be kidding. Says the Gra. First time around.
No, just the last point.
Once. Says the Gra. We'll do it really quickly. Says the Gra. The first sticking in is Shishim Kneged Cholov. That I got. Mitarais, I need that. Second sticking in is not Shishim Kneged Cholov. The Cholov is already covered. All I need is Shishim Kneged the Basar. Kneged the Basar, but it's Bin Bimino. It's the same thing, it's the same food. The whole problem in Tarobas number 2 is coming from the Kedera. Whenever the Tarobas is coming from the Kedera itself, you're trying to be Matir, that by definition is always Min B'mino. It can't be otherwise. Whenever you have a Tarobas that cannot ever be a Min B'sheno Mino, then there's no need for the Gzer Drabon, and you follow the Shia Derais. The Shia Derais is Rov, which you have by a long shot.
Is the Rov, can I get just the Bleas of Basar?
Yeah, it's all. One is Basar. Right. The Chol is long gone.
But not like because the
Chidas
veil with the whole...
No, but all I have is Basar here. Basar is the only problem. Chol I took care of a long time ago. Who would have thought of this, God? When you read the smock, who would have thought? Oh, yeah, you thought of this, right? No, I'm just kidding.
A ladle, as in, like, how, like, even though the Bleos are in this ladle from the Kedera, but, like, how can you consider it still Min B'mino? In a phenomenon, like,
it's meat. Is it meat or not?
But, like, when you look at it,
is it meat?
It's not like a mixture. Like, it's
wait, the Bleos, the only together. Cause of the problem are the meat Bleos. So the meat Bleos came from this pot. That's what it came from.
We're only looking at the Bleos, though.
But what are you really looking at? The only reason why Nebuch was Mishar Kedeg Kulus is we don't know how much the Bleas are. We had Ruch HaKadosh, as the Ramban said in the last week, we just be Mishar Kedeg the Bleas. But we can't do that. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to Bleas. So, basically, one last Akudu to Sugya. One last Akudu.
When we are considering the spoon, do we consider the actual, what's it called, part? The
outside part, that's a whole another story. The Hadi Mishab, Kine Kulo, the parents of Mishab, another time, another place. Yeah. Not enough for that. But Baisai, hang in there for 1 second, okay? Let's go back in time now. We skip to Vilna, Lithuania, the 79ers, backpedal, back to the 1600s. Also the Vilna, the Vilna of the Shach. Comes the Shach. Everyone saw the Shach, but the Shach of Mem comes?
15th.
The last of Mem comes. Comes the Shach. It has the icing on the cake in the sugar. carefully. You know, you have to think about the shock for a long time, but we'll try to streamline it. Comes the shach and says, I want to make matters more complicated, just in case they weren't complicated enough. I'm in the world of the smach. I don't particularly think that Truma Sedeshin's dichoy is correct. I think that ladles outside of pots are still kli rishons. I'm concerned with chtir lasel by bleas, like most rishonim are. I live 100 years before the Gra, so I never even thought of this b'chudishdik idea that you don't even need shishim in the first place. Never heard of such a thing of robe. Robe was like the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. We haven't passed that way in 3,500 years. So says the Shach, I'm on board with the smach, 100%. I just want to know the following. I have only one shaila. Everyone knows the one shaila is? You won't believe it. There's the shaila. Same pot. Same spoon. Everyone wondering why I didn't bother erasing the first two? Why? What? Because it's nincompoop. You're stuck it in a third time. Now what? What just happened now? Change the numbers for a second. It was 1, not the 75. It was 1, 2. Catch this number. Look at this number. How much milk? Did they write? How much meat? I'm sorry. 1 ounce of meat, 1 ounce of milk to how much? Give me a number. I'm going to make it 150. Easier math for us. To 150. Okay? So the first time it happened, what did the guy say? Hey, I got Valdik, the rabbi said, Hep the Gomer, 1 to 150. Yeah, you got Shishim twice. 2.5 times Shishim. You're good to go. Math is Gavaldik, right? Then the guy comes back to the rabbi. By the way, rabbi, I've got to tell you, I stuck it in a second time. So now the rabbi's got to take out his pen and paper and calculate it there. 1 time, 2 times, 2 times. 2 times, 150. 2 to 150. Woo, 75, huh? 1 to 75, we're still good to go. And then what does the guy say? One more time. What's the third time? I stuck it in a lot. A third time. So if you were to ask me, again, you're smart. You're not great, you're not, you never heard of him before. You're just sitting in Corville and just trying to figure out what are they paskin in Corville? What would you say? The rabbi takes out his calculator a third time. Puts his glasses back on, does the math, and he comes to the realization, 1 plus 1 plus 1 is what?
3.
What's the ratio of 3 to 150?
150.
It's not bottle of shishim. And he tells him, go tell your wife that the entire chant is true. For a very simple reason. What's the reason? He just repeated the smach's concern second time around. What happened? The same thing. Whatever went wrong the second time, might have went wrong the third time. Let's just map it out in our own minds. What happened? When you stuck it in the third time, what happened? Well, let's go back for a second. When you stuck it in the second time, what happened? So a lot of stuff left. Right? Remember, there's a lot of bad things in here. We have a lot of bad things in here. And guess what? We're going to have to make it really, really clear. It's what? Why did I do that? So it's Bas B'chol. If I was the Gra, I would like draw two different lines that are just closely connected to each other, right? But able to slice between them. But we're not yet in Vilna in the 1700s, still in the 1600s, time machine. So I have Bas B'chol of shooting out in all directions. But what else do I have? The Bas B'chol of the shooting out in all directions doesn't particularly bother me. You know why? Because what are my numbers, remember? It was 1 to 150, so I'm still 2 to 150, I'm still good to go. But what is happening simultaneous? Stuff shooting back in. What's shooting back in? What kind of what? Bus. And it's mixing with what? What kind of junk in here? Right? What's it mixing in? Be very, very careful. Don't say junk. That's a bad word. What's it mixing with? What was it mixing in the first time around? Be very careful what you say. First time there was only chalav. There was none. Second time it's mixing in with pre-existing bus b'chalav. Now, when they stick it in a third time, what's happening? Some of that stuff inside is shooting out again in all directions, right? Black and red, all on top of each other. it's all shooting out, and I should require again a third time shisha, which I don't have, and that should disqualify everything. That's the pashtus advarim, right? If you had a paskin, again, you're not a Kibbutz HaDesha person, you're not a going person, you're a smak, tour, shulchan aruch person, you would say there's absolutely zero difference whether it happened two or three times. Right? It's the same problem, right? Says the Shach, no, it's not. It's not the same problem again. But the third time around, you could breathe a sigh of relief. Anyone know why? Can anyone figure out the wildest dreams why the third time around, Lomal v'Merid, you don't have to double the numbers anymore.
Say we were already shouted through about the plus of
a column. But I have so much more went back in. So what is the significance of so much more going back in? What do you have? But there's so much more kosher food. It's kosher meat. What's the problem? Once it goes back in, what does it link up to? And it becomes what? What's the three bad words? Chichnas Leveila, right? Doesn't it become Chichnas Leveila? Who's going to tell me you have to mamish, like, you got to get into the inner workings of this spoon and tell me why the first time around Chichnas Leveila kicked in, the second time around it didn't? Who's going to tell me why? Who's going to tell me the Seyed Hashem Nirei of why?
It was already an usher spoon. So by putting something more mutter in, you're not...
So what are you saying? What are you saying? Who are you quoting, in effect? Who are you really quoting?
Right.
Who are you really... Who is he quoting? He's saying, Chatiha das Tevela only makes sense when you're taking basar and cholav and kabarnia together. But when you're taking basar and cholav that already exists, and linking on more institute, more head to it, who are you quoting? You're 10 steps ahead. Which Rishon would say that's the Chichnas Leveila? It's Rabbeinu Ephraim. You read that Rabbeinu Ephraim book. What would the Rabbeinu Ephraim say? What's the Yisei that you say this of Chichnas Leveila? Chichnas Leveila only makes sense when you have two Dvar Mamutarim that merge together. When you have Chazir and potatoes, that's the Chichnas Leveila. Right, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Chazir and potatoes don't make Chichnas Leveila. I'm going to make the following equation. Chazir plus potatoes equals, you won't believe this one. What's going to be on this? Equals basar b'cholav. Notice I didn't put an X sign here. Plus b'cholav plus what? Plus basar. If you already have Basar b'cholav, then you're not subject to the rules of Chichnas Leveila. Because according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chichnas Leveila cannot even kick off unless you have Dvar Mamutarim. That is the essence, that's the heart and soul, that's the kishkas of Chichnas Leveila. Whenever you have a pre-existing Isser and a pre-existing Heter, that is not Chichnas Leveila by definition. Ma'echpatli, whether the pre-existing Isser is Chazir, or this is going to sound very, very strange, but it's true. Mach patli, whether the pre-existing Isser is Chazir, the pre-existing Isser is what?
It's
Bas B'cholov. Everyone understand what the Shach just said? The Shach just said, when you stick it in the first time, then Chichnas Leveila kicks in because you have blacks and reds, separate, that are combining together. Here, remember, what color did we have? We had black-reds. It was already black and red. It was already ulcer. Now you're trying to link more red onto the blacks and reds. That's the halach equivalent of tevis and chaz, which doesn't fly. That's the, who in the million years would have said this? I mean, you thought of this. You figured it out, right? That's what the Shach says. Now the Shach goes one step further. He says, just in case you didn't chop this as a Shach, listen to what I'm going to tell you now. If you look at the smak himself, which was the source of this entire problem, he doesn't say you dafka stuck it in twice. There's no mention of how many times you stuck it in. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, where it's quoted, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Who's got the Shulchan Aruch? Who's got the quote? Tachav is a kafwa. What does it say? Shtei pa'amim, right? Does it say shtei pa'amim?
Yeah.
Halayla says shtei pa'amim. The Shulchan Aruch makes a point of mentioning two times. The Smach didn't say two times. The Shach did his homework. You have the Shach? Where's the Shach? Is there a Shach here?
15.
Where are we? Very funny. Over here. Fasmaya. Fasmak. Lokosov. Hai lishna ditzach beis po'am amayin shom. He just says, as many times as you're stuck, you have to be shy. Why do you think the smak didn't buy into the Shtichut Torah? And why do you think the Shulchan Aruch did? Who's going to answer that riddle? If the Shach is so gewaltic, it's such ge'enis, that there's a difference between the first time and the second time, because Chatech HaNazel can't kick in after Teredi Adover Asur, how come the smak didn't chat that? What's the answer? The answer is Poshut. The smak what? Yeah, he held like Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, pre-existing Bas V'cholov is no worse than what? Than Chazir. And now, when the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Smach, why did he change the facts? Why did he only write the Dikta twice? Because we know how the Shulchan Aruch paskin. How the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Read the Shach himself. The Shach state the Feirish Azoy. I'll read it again to you. Shach state the Feirish. He says, the time for which Kolechet behet the Freyatzva, the Chibur Nesru, Mashiach Shai Surim, Hukish, the Tachbo Pombei, Su Lake, the Lamebe, the Nasa Vela, came, she cried Nesra Kaf, the Nasa Vela. I feel Tachbo Habi Pomin. The Smak, the Svile, the Holy Surah, the Emma Stokosa, why is the Tach based on Ein Shom the Doik? The Shach did his homework. He found the, he was Medaya, the Losh of the Smak, who didn't make a mention of twice. Shukhanoch says explicitly twice. It's the Shitosa, it depends on Benetam and Benetam. If I would have asked you 10 minutes ago to tell me whether the third chiva requires the number to go up, depends on Benetam from, who would have said that? Oh, yeah, of course. That's what the Shach said. Gevaldik, right? Who's got a kasha? Who's got, it's got to be, I need a bomb kasha. I don't need like a, I need a bomb kasha. You want chance, give me a bomb kasha.
I don't need a third pot. How can you just say that happens at the second pot?
The Shach's making up a new case. Third pot. Give me a bomb, Kasha. The Shach is assuming something fundamental in his whole presentation. In the world view of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chetichat HaZveila only applies when there's an Isser Bas B'chol that's being toe-faced now. If there's no Bas B'chol being toe-faced now, that's not subject to Chetichat HaZveila.
Why do we assume that's not being toe-faced now?
What do you mean?
As you said before, point 2 and point 8, there's still some chalav that is not possible for chalav in this
group. Let's say stronger.
Why isn't Basel combining with Basel chalav, turning into Basel chalav?
But what do you mean by that? Give me a bashel. Give me a simple case. Leave out the spoons, the wild cases. I'm cooking. I'm going to do the real makoil. I take a goat. I take its mother's milk. I put it into a pot. Let's cook it up together. Remember the hachas and violating bishwar. I got bas v'chol the raisa here, the works. It's everything disaster. And then a half hour later, I take another piece of meat. I throw it into the pot. Is that piece of meat bas v'chol the raisa? I didn't say it's a kosher eat. I know it can't eat it. Is that bas v'chol the raisa? The Chavis Das, the Hilgen Nesivis, said of the Shach, he doesn't know what the Shach meant. He says, why in the world did the Shach think that when you cook, when you stick the spoon in a second time, that the meat that's joining the pre-existing Bas V'cholov, you don't say Chetichat HaZveila because it's not becoming Bas V'cholov? Says the Chavis Das, Hayitochen, would the Shach ever say, in the case that I just depicted for you now, I'm cooking meat and milk together and I throw more meat and more milk, it's not possible to call the rice, of course it's possible to call the rice. Mehechit tasted because it was, just because it became possible to call the rice, now it's not. Now more, whatever, the more the merrier, or the less merrier. Whatever's added on becomes meat, but it's possible to call the rice. Alzenam, losavashalim, chalavimon. I'm cooking meat with milk. The milk was already cooked with meat, asma. The Chavis Das says he doesn't know what the Shach's talking about. It's very fancy, very lomdish, gevaldik, gemurik, two, three, chitir, chmeler, bitter, fry, bitter, tam. All the razzle-dazzle, shikot, but the fundamental problem is flawed, said the Chavis Das. The Hilgebal Mesivis, look at the Shach. And he said, I don't understand what he's talking about. He says, why do you take the glass of bema when more meat's being thrown into the more meat that's coming out in the second sticking out of the spoon, the more meat that's coming into this ladle is like adding more meat to the pot, which of course is nitfas as bas b'chol. So of course the numbers aren't going to work. Of course it's treif d'oraisa. That's Chavos Da'as. It's pilei ploim against the shach. Know what's the answer to Chavos Da'as? You guys should know the answer. Somebody said it already. Zogt Chassam Sofer. The yesod that we already said a little bit of a different context. Zogt Chassam Sofer. Basa b'chol d'oraisa can only be chal when you are creating bas b'chol d'oraisa. If the bas b'chol d'oraisa already existed, it can never be nitfas a second time around. What does that have absolutely nothing to do with? Who remembers the Baal Shulchan? When did we just talk about this? Yeah. Remember the shafrayim with the cookie with the benchi chanukah with the butter and the meat, right, and then the oil. But a shulchan had a yisoid. There's no ein bishlach a bishra bas b'chol. That would be absurd because then pasteurized milk wouldn't be a bas b'chol. That's ridiculous. But said the Baal Shulchan, once the bas b'chol is created, it's done. It's history, and it can't create a second time bas b'chol. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer says in defense of the shach. As an aside, the Chassam Sofer says under his breath, he writes that, I don't think the Shach really meant this, but it's a Gevalik Ateris anyway. I don't know why I didn't think the Shach meant it. So I don't think the Shach would have really, really believed this, but he said, I think this is independent, this is the correct Teretz. I don't think this is Kavanas HaShach. I don't know why. So Rabbi said, everyone realized what we just did. What we see are Yisrael is the Araisa flying all over the places. We got Chtichas Aveva flying in all directions, we got Kirishat Mishen flying in all directions, we have things that are awesome one time becoming awesome second time around. We got stuff like shishims, we got minbaminos, we got everything and anything we've been talking about for the last 3 months, and now all converging together in this one sugya. What is chos? We're able to see, look at this. Thanks to the Chal, it all started the eyes of the Chal. But it didn't come in the Nafik B'nai. Right? Who here read the Gemara? It didn't come in the Nafik B'nai. Everyone realized this Gemara is going to be the springboard for anything and everything we've been talking about for the last 3 days. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi said, think about it a lot. Next time you look at a spoon, look at a pot, look at a bowl of soup, look and see what's going on behind closed doors. The Rishon, the Shani, that's the veil of Leah, a lot of stuff flying around. Okay. No, 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 no.